The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an adventure through Odyssey. Hey, everyone, welcome back to the Adventure Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will here with John. We're a little late because of some bar stuff, and there's some other stuff coming up that we'll cover in a minute. So we're going on to the next episode. Two's company, four's a crowd. When Emily is recruited to solve a mystery, she must face her negative feelings about Susu and Wit.
Okay, let me say, I'll say this really quick. I didn't catch what the name of this episode was when I listened to it. Kind of a weird name.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like they were trying hard to think of a pun.
Is it even a pun?
Well, it's supposed to be like Two's Company. Or is it Three's Company? I don't know. I feel like that's weird.
But I agree. I don't know what the title really has to do with the episode. I thought maybe it was another Bible verse reference I wasn't getting.
I think it's because, oh, like, Emily and Susu, the two of them, good together, good company. The four people, including those two scammers, bad company, you know?
Yes. I mean, yeah, that's what the episode definitely felt like. So I've got some notes. I would like to start with the most important thing to me. You know, I'm glad we addressed the Wit-Emily dynamic. I do not love that it was the cold, basically the open to the episode as part of a wraparound segment.
Yeah, like, I actually kind of would have loved a wit-focused episode about it.
Yes.
Like, because I think it is true, right? I think Wit does need to apologize for it, because he basically, right, did make this kid think they were gonna die.
Right. I totally agree. Although, I think this is the first time the escape room has been specifically mentioned. Which does make sense. It's the most traumatizing thing they went through.
And it could have been, like, an interesting... I mean, but then it's weird, too, right? Because they, like, try to, like, throw a little shade, like, well, but it was also Emily's fault, right? Where it's like, well, there are some things as a kid, like you just have to, like, figure out as, like, mistakes you make. Like, the whole thing where, like, the... Emily's like, yeah, my bike got stranded in, like, out in the woods, and I called... My dad and my mom were both busy and said, you got to figure this out for yourself, kid. And basically, like, hung up.
Well, here's, if they were both busy, that's one thing. I think it's the, you've got to figure this out for yourself. So if I were Emily, thought number one would be, let's call Connie. Let's call Mr. Whitaker. Let's call the Parkers.
Yeah, like, it's also interesting. I mean, I'm still interested if Matthew's ever going to come back into Emily's storyline.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like Susu kind of becomes the new Matthew in this episode.
Well, especially because they name drop Matthew, right? Like, yes. If they really wanted us to forget that Matthew is a character in all this, you know. But yeah, it does, I mean, not that Wit gets off easy, but I feel like there's a lot there they could have still gone through.
I totally agree.
No, can I also say, this is not just Odyssey, it's other Christian media, but it never ceases to amaze me when, like, a Christian or a kid or, like, in something goes to a person and said, like, this thing made me really angry and, like, all this stuff, and then suddenly the person's like, you're right, will you forgive me? And they're like, forgive you? I wasn't expecting that.
I do, you know, you are right. That scene did play out a little weird.
Well, like it's like, isn't that pretty typical for Christians to say, you're right, will you forgive me? It's like, yes. Suddenly, like, every, like, even if they are a Christian, they're like, you want me to forgive you? I didn't expect this outcome. Right.
And now, actually, this would have helped the episode a little bit. Maybe when Wit asks for forgiveness, Emily says, Mr. Whitaker, I'm not sure I'm ready to forgive you. Then they tell the story, and through the story, Emily realizes she's ready to forgive Wit. Just something that makes it last for more than 90 seconds.
They kind of try to do that at the end, because Emily at the beginning is like, I guess. And then at the end, she was like, I want to say, like, an unequivocal, yes, I forgive you.
Yes, exactly. All right, so moving on to the meat of the episode, Emily and Susu, well, Susu is called to a social media influencer at their school's house.
Social media, the number one enemy.
I know, we'll get back to that in a second. To investigate a mystery, and asks Emily to come along, and she's thrown for a loop when Emily comes and feeds her homemade cookies, and basically, the mystery is a huge sham. I knew it was a huge sham the minute she started talking about her favorite mystery shows and the stories they have.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. It was trying to be a sham. Can I say one thing? So, yes. Roughly, like, you know, I guess let's go through what happens. So, like, they get here, you know, there are some pretty obvious clues that, like, something weird's going on.
Right.
And then Emily, like, tells Susu that, like, Susu? Yeah, sorry. Susu.
Yeah, Susu.
That I think something's going on. And then she's like, you're just, like it kind of, like, out of nowhere, right? I mean, like, I get that, like, she has, like, no friends. And I think someone says something weird, like, it's never, like, the people you suspect to, like...
Right, yeah.
And then it's like, the people who are eating them by themselves at lunch?
I guess. Well,
I don't know. There was some weird phrase like that where I was like, what?
Also, and I hate to point this out. I know we're probably supposed to assume Susu's mad that Maury made friends faster than she did. Could we have had like an in-story reason why Mori couldn't be here? Because it's a little weird he doesn't come, right? Like he's not in the story because he'd be able to shut this down real quick. But
yeah. Okay, but then Emily like runs away mad, and maybe like one of the funny, like not like it's not like haha funny, but it was like they're going like, you know, I really could not forgive her. I was walking away. I didn't go back. But then I got to the end of the block. And then I knew I had to turn around. Like, they were, like, leading you on for, like, 30 seconds. Where it's like, whoa, she didn't go back. Even though she knew, like, there was a live stream and everything. And, like, how is she saying? And then it's like, but then I got to the end of the block. Like, it was so far away that she decided, she thought I shouldn't, I'm not going to do this. And walk probably, like, past, like, four houses. And then she was like, I got it. I had to turn around. And it's right. Like, right, you should have right away gone back. I'm not saying that's the case. But it was funny they were, like, trying to make it, like, the biggest deal that – or, like, they were trying to, like, psych you out, right? That, like, she didn't go back. And then she's like, but then I got to the end of the block.
Yeah, so that is actually another point. Things go from 0 to 100 in this story about with what's going on. And I think that is needed to establish mm-hmm. – some better way for Emily to be out of the house for like 5 minutes or something.
I thought it was a fine episode, like overall. I thought the wit stuff could have been its own episode. I actually think the idea of the episode isn't like a bad idea. I just thought the block thing was unintentionally really funny, where they were like, I'm like, oh, she didn't go back because that's how she's talking. And it's like, but then I got to the end of the block. And like, I don't know. It was just funny to me.
Right. So, and now I would kind of want to talk about what the girls did. So I just want everyone to know this. This is how I feel about not a social media rant, but I've been going down this YouTube rabbit hole and watching very long essay videos talking about old Disney Channel Nickelodeon sitcoms. And this feels like a plot from a modern episode of one of those. And like back in the day, this would have been like how the geeky computer kid gets his revenge, but now everyone can do it on their phone.
Yeah, like, I agree with you, although it's such a weird setup. Like, oh, I'm live streaming this whole, like, detect. I guess it's, like, supposed to be, like, we're trying to solve the mystery. But it's, like, weird, right? Because if they're live streaming the whole thing, it's, like, clearly I'm going to be, like, this is probably a setup.
Well, that's true. It does feel... I mean, we don't know how much this girl was live streaming, but... So, I noted two things. One, I feel like they may have given some people ways to bully each other in this episode that might not have been a great idea.
Well, that's why at the episode, like, when they, like, actually also fake record them, and she says something like, I felt bad using the same tactics that they used against Suzu. And it's like, and Wit says something like, well, like, that's what happens sometimes when, like, you meet fire with fire. And I'm like, I get they have to put that because they're, like, saying, like, you shouldn't do this even for good purposes. It's one of those things that's kind of clear. It was a read-through that someone was, like, making notes of, like, oh, wait a minute, like, should we encourage them to meet fire with fire? And they're like, okay, put in, like, a couple lines about that. Like, sometimes I can, like, watch an episode with and feel that.
Yeah, so I would actually argue, I would disagree a little bit. They're definitely saying, you know, don't do revenge live streams. But I think they are saying, and they could have, like, incriminated Emily a little more for this, because it got so far, it was almost like Emily had no other choice because she had to clear Suzu's name to the school. Although how many kids would click on the link in the chat is a little questionable. Focus on the family. If you don't know this, that could be a spam link.
Well, I guess if they knew it was Emily, then like maybe. I mean, let's say in reality, it's probably like 25 to 50 people watching that live stream.
Yes. No, I do agree. I just found it very interesting that this episode was such a modern episode in that sense.
Yeah.
Now, the fun part is, John's wife heard this episode too, and I heard she had some raucous comments about it.
Well, it wasn't anything too memorable. I do think she was... There was just like... Oh, what was it? Well, at the end... I mean, we would laugh, like, the block thing we laughed about, and it, like, some of the other stuff throughout the episode, but, like, I feel like at the end, when it's like, what did she tell you about, like, what did Zusu actually tell you? It's like, I think I made a friend with Emily. And it's like, okay, I mean, that's good, but That's it. Like, it's kind of like saying, like, well, Suzu told me something. It's like, tell me what happened, and then I'll tell you what she told me. It's like, wait, you know nothing. You don't know anything.
Right.
Trying to siphon information.
Well, here's the one thing. They could have said, like, oh, a parent called me and told me what was happening, or a kid mentioned it, because let's just say it, in the age of live stream, it is not unrealistic to think someone saw that and informed Wit what happened.
Yeah, exactly. You could have just said, I heard there was some weird live stream.
Right. Well, I don't think they want to say weird live stream.
It's true.
So...
But I thought it was a fine episode overall.
Yeah, I think it was a fun, more modern-feeling kids' adventure.
Yeah. If anything, I would have wanted them to cut the Wit beginning and the Wit ending and make that another episode. But it wasn't bad. It just seems a little anticlimactic for when Emily, like, shouted, like, I'm mad at, like, Mr. Whitaker and, like, all this stuff, that's how quickly it's been wrapped up.
Right, they could have even ended the episode of Suzu coming home and saying she had a friend to Wit. Maybe Mori's there too. So
yeah, that would have been good.
So, but anyway, that wraps it up. Next, you know, join us in a minute or two when you're going to hear The Best Is Yet to Come Part 1. We're going to try to get all other three parts out quickly. Unfortunately, John's taking a little trip to Paris, so we're doing a little podcast exchange program. So, I'm Garçon, the new podcast host.
I think we should be happy. I'm sure the number of French Adventures in Odyssey fans is very low. It's a very America-centric series.
Well, let's just say it. The French are very used to being the butt of the joke in Christian media.
That's fair. VeggieTales.
Yes. Yes, exactly. All right, we'll see. All right, we're moving on to the next episode. I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.